بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ما ولا أما بعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In today's session, I want to start off by mentioning how human beings, they love to compete. Everywhere we look around us, there's competitions in football, soccer, hockey. Everywhere around us, everybody's competing. If there's a quiz, everybody wants to compete. So now human beings, even when there's no competition, they make up fantasy competitions, fantasy football, fantasy hockey, and they still want to compete. So now, if you have this intention, you have this desire, you love to compete, so why not compete for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why not compete for the hereafter? If you look in the Quran, you look at the example of the companions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سَابِقُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, which means race for the forgiveness of your Lord. And if you look at the companions, they were always racing to beat one another, inshaAllah ta'ala, in doing good deeds. Now, in racing to do good deeds and trying to win the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some people aim for perfection. And if you're aiming for perfection, then you have low standards. And the reason it's a low standard is because perfection is something that no human being can achieve. Perfection is something that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved for Himself. Perfection is something only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you're aiming for perfection, you're not going to get it and you probably lose hope and you'll just give up. So perfection isn't the goal that we're looking for. What we're looking for is ihsan, excellence, or doing something in an outstanding way. And one of the main things that you need to do in an outstanding way, leading up for your hajj and actually before your hajj and after your hajj, one of the things that you absolutely must have in your portfolio going to the hereafter is salah that was outstanding. As the Prophet ﷺ said, the first thing the person will be asked in the Day of Judgment was, how was their salah? And if their salah was good, if their prayers were good, then everything after that should be good. And if their prayers were messed up and there's something wrong with it, then the things coming after that will also have things wrong with it. So today's session, inshallah ta'ala, is focusing specifically on measuring your salah quality. I'm going to be talking a lot about measuring in throughout these different coaching sessions. I find a lot of people, when they go out and do things, they don't measure it. They just kind of say, I want to get this goal, I want to get that goal. It's essential that you measure it so that, number one, that if you're not hitting your target, you can improve it and you know exactly what to do. And also, you can see how have you progressed. Because that which is measured will improve, inshallah ta'ala. So some of the things that you might want to start measuring about your salah are things like, did I pray on time or not? Did I pray early or not? When the adhan came in, did I pray at that time or did I delay and was I lazy? Another question, how did you pray your sunnah prayers before, after, and so on? Did you, when you're in sajda and in your prayer, did you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Were you concentrating in your prayer? Did you understand what you were saying in salah? Do you remember what you said? And so on and so forth. So this week, inshallah ta'ala, this is something that I did for myself. I made a chart, and in this chart, I said to myself that on a scale of 0 to 50, on a scale of 0 to 50, and the reason I chose 50 was I said I gave myself 10 marks for each prayer of the day. And so, for example, if I prayed Fajr on time, and I prayed it in the masjid, and I prayed my sunnah prayers, used a miswak before I prayed, and focused, let's say I gave myself 9 out of 10. For that prayer. Then Dhuhr time came in. I wasn't on time and I wasn't paying attention, a little distracted, and then I give myself a 3. And then I go through the day like that. At the end of the day, I'll measure my salah quality and I'll say, adding up all the numbers of the day, at the end of the day, I would give myself, say, a 27 out of 50. Okay, so that's day number one. The next day, I would work on improving that number 27. So I would do and work very hard, very, very hard, and then maybe at the end of the day, it'll come out to 32. And then maybe the day after, maybe my motivation will go down a little bit, and it might come out to like a 17 out of 50. Every day, I'd be measuring my salah quality and focusing on it, so that after 10 days or 30 days or however long you want to do this, inshallah ta'ala, you will find that when you focus on something, and when you measure something, inshallah ta'ala, as time goes by, inshallah ta'ala, your salah quality will increase, bi-idhnillah. So here's your assignment. Number one, I have some documents for you. And the first document is a salah measuring chart. It's a very simple chart where it has like 10 days, and on each day it just has a scale of 0 to 50. At the end of the day, after you take every salah, and you say, how's my fajr, how's my dhuhr, how's my asr, maghrib, isha, and then you calculate the numbers, at the end of the day, you put in that measurement number. And then the next day you try to beat that number, the day after you try to beat that number, and so on. You might also, just kind of like a bonus tip, this is still step number one, but on the bottom of the chart, if you prayed one day and you did really good, write down what were the things that you did during that day that made it really good. And if another day comes in and you didn't do it as well, write down and take note of what did you do that caused your numbers and your feeling for your salah quality to go down. Another link that I have for you, this is still step number one, a booklet that one scholar wrote called Different Ways to Increase Your Concentration in Salah. So these are things from the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, things that the Prophet ﷺ recommended in prayer so that you could increase your concentration. If you start focusing on some of these tips from the Sunnah on things that you should do before your prayer, during prayer, after prayer, inshallah ta'ala, you'll find that your focus and concentration in salah should go up. And so if you find your numbers dipping a little bit low, click on that link and try to find some new things that you can do for your salah, inshallah ta'ala, to increase its quality. So you're going to print this out, and every day for the next 10 days, inshallah ta'ala, you're going to fill it in, taking notes of the things that you've been doing good, and bi-idhnillah, at the end of these 10 days, inshallah ta'ala, you'll feel a significant difference in your salah, inshallah ta'ala. All I ask is that you make dua for me, inshallah ta'ala. As your concentration increases in that, you are taking the first steps in preparation for your hajj and for your whole life, inshallah ta'ala. Throughout this hajj mentoring session, if you ever feel your iman's going down, this is one of the most important things to focus on, is your salah. And so here during the mentor session, you want to learn how to do this in the beginning, and then later on, maybe next month, you might want to do it again. Take the chart with you for hajj, and then in hajj, when you're at the Kaaba, at the Prophet's mosque, you want to focus on making sure that your salah quality is up in the higher numbers, inshallah ta'ala, in such a significant place such as Mecca and such as Medina. With best wishes to see you have an accepted hajj, inshallah ta'ala. This is Muhammad al-Sharif for Hajj Coach. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.